So I want to see if we can get through a couple more cases, but let's talk about some of the data that we have, Tim, with checkpoint inhibitors with HCC, beginning with this KEYNOTE-224 study.
Right, so this is a phase two study evaluating pembrolizumab in the second line setting in patients with HCC, and the results are very typical to what we see in HCC now. So this is a small phase two study, 60 patients progressed or intolerant to sorafenib, child A, BCLC-B and C, good performance status, and they were treated with the regular dose. As I mentioned, response rates in the range of 15 to 20%, 17% in this particular case. There doesn't seem to be a specific subgroup of patients responding better, so we see similar results in uninfected patients versus patients with viral infection, which is actually very interesting and a little bit counterintuitive. You would expect viral patients actually may potentially respond better, but this is the data that we have so far. Overall survival of 12.9, PFS 5 months. And this, again, led actually right to the FDA approval very recently in November of last year for pembrolizumab for patients with HCC after prior sorafenib treatment.
So, you know, sometimes it's hard when you look at these studies to get a real feel for what this means. But one of the things I think patients are really looking for, Ghassan, is sort of a response that's going to last a long time. I'm not going to call it a home run, but a double or triple. How often do you see that globally? Have you seen patients who have been very, very ill who responded? I mean, Tim's patient had a path CR. How often do you see really effective responses in HCC?
Of course, before I answer that, however, just to go back to the point about the biopsies, and even though Tim mentioned that patients can have, for example, an implant in the abdominal wall, which can happen at surgery, but I would say the data in regard to biopsies, and I have to mention that because it's very important to get biopsies, and the chance for any implant to be because of the biopsy is literally 0.0. You can count six zeros and then 1%. So it's really like super rare. So please don't prevent yourself from getting the biopsies for those patients. Very critical. Go back to the question. By all means, I would say that the FDA conditional approval for the pembrolizumab, and again, we'll hear about nivolumab as well, was not because of the response rate. It was because of the duration of the response. And that's really one kind of thing that's very critical. And if you think about the mindset over here, it's not like the FDA is changing their mind about how we handle disease or handle drugs, but rather the duration of response can translate into TTP, can translate into PFS, which ultimately could translate into OS. And I would say definitely we're seeing those patients. Actually, it's fascinating because people can thankfully do very well here. Is at some point you really have to kind of negotiate with the patient to bring them to clinic to get their next treatment because they're doing so well.